Welcome back to Develop Lex. We're here at Awesome Inc. With Weston and Jason Rainey. I got to meet Jason this past Tuesday at an event down in Atlanta. They had a bunch of the economic development professionals from Central Kentucky talking about what Central Kentucky had to a lot of site selectors, developers, brokers, real estate professionals. But Jason works for the Mount Sterling Chamber of Commerce, leading all of the economic development, industrial development, has 20 years experience in business development, C-level leadership roles, and has began his leadership position at Mount Sterling back in 2020. He's executive director of the Industrial Authority and the Chamber, and is responsible for all the oversight of the economic development efforts, expansion, adding jobs, retaining jobs, and recently served at the Kentucky Economic Development Cabinet. So we are excited to talk about large level economic development, regional level, and then also just a peek into to what we should be doing as communities to attract more, retain more, and be champions for places we live in.
Yeah, well, it's an honor to be here with you guys. You know, a lot of fun last Tuesday in Atlanta with that group, getting to meet with several commercial real estate folks, site selectors, looking at how can they bring companies to Kentucky, ideally the Bluegrass region, and in my case, you know, Mount Sterling, Montgomery County. You know, it's a lot of fun over there. I had the pleasure of serving in Frankfurt with Cabinet for Economic Development, and you know, and that experience really was a paradigm shifting experience. And you see what is possible, what's going on across the state. Worked in the Office of Entrepreneurship, leading that office, and then went over and served as senior policy advisor for economic development for Kentucky. And so, you know, it's and now I get to do it at the local level, right? And so it's a different perspective, you know, very much specific to the region, but it's a blast to get to do it. We've got just a great community out in Mount Sterling. It's very much like the community I grew up in, neighboring Winchester. And so when you think about some of the things going on, right, with land limitations that are happening, land use conversations that are happening in Lexington, you know, I like to think that's an opportunity for this greater Lexington region to be a part of the solution. You know, I recently went on the leadership trip when we went down to Austin. And you talk about, everybody hears about the Tesla truck plant in Austin. Well, the Tesla truck plant that's in Austin is in the equivalent of Mount Sterling, right? You know, they're in an area that's 30 minutes outside of that core city center, but they're still calling it the known area. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think that's a nice opportunity for communities like Mount Sterling, and any chance we can get more eyes on what we're doing over there, we want to do that and be a part of the solution, grow the economy in Kentucky. So,
yeah, absolutely. I would want to back it up. Tell us a little bit about you and what kind of gets you excited about economic development, and also just how you got to where you're at today.
Yeah. So, you know, from Winchester originally, grew up over there, went to school. I've got a few different degrees, but I went to school over at Morehead State. One of your friends, Josh, played over there. We had a good group that played over there, and that's how I ended up finding the school, right? The opportunity to go over there and try to play golf. And I mean, here we're still trying to play golf. I'm still trying to figure this thing out. But so I was leading entrepreneurship and economic development at Eastern Kentucky University, and I got a call from Frankfurt about, do you want to come up? We're working on relaunching the Office of Entrepreneurship and the state strategy for entrepreneurship. And it sounded like a really cool and interesting opportunity. And that's kind of exactly what it was, right? You think about high tech, high growth, you know, what does that look like? How do we spur that ecosystem growth? You know, and when we went up there in right at 2018, the state strategy on kind of growing that, the master strategy and how it's all funded, it hadn't really been reimagined or looked at since, you think about the creation of Google, the creation of the iPhone, right? It's not really had been looked at. And so we tried to look at how do you try to serve the communities better. And then the administration has changed, and they've continued to kind of say, hey, how can we continue to improve this, deploy capital, do technical support to support the communities. And so from my time up there, though, I went over and I did a lot of stuff, legislative relations, overall economic development work, and then ended up out in Mount Sterling, right? So, and then in addition to Mount Sterling, I do some stuff in real estate and construction and in the horse industry. And so our signature industry do a lot in that. And it's, you know, I like to have a lot of balls in the air, and I think it makes me better. It definitely makes me more efficient with my time. So it's a lot of fun, though. Economic development is a passion of mine. There's nothing else that I would want to be doing on a day-to-day basis. You know, you think about what economic development really is, right? When I think about what we're doing in Mount Sterling, we're wanting to retain the employees we got, the major employers. Then how do we support through all these factors, right? It's not just land, it's infrastructure. How do we embrace what the tax incentives are so that we can try to attract more companies to want to look out there at what we're doing? And so we've had some nice success out there almost the last 3 years I've been there. And, you know, we got an EDA, Economic Development Administration grant out there, $500,000 for that project. And that actual grant and how that's laid out is going to be a model for rural communities across the country from what those folks have said. And so that's exciting. We've had some companies come out there, and good job creation, right? So it's been a lot of fun.
This episode is brought to you by Bank of the Bluegrass. It's easy to preach about being a community bank without actually operating that way, but I can attest as a real customer of Bank of the Bluegrass that they are truly in the community and for the community. Whether it's closing a real estate transaction that needs some creativity, troubleshooting an issue where you need a real person on the other end of the phone, or just the simple fact that when you walk in the door, your banker knows your name, Bank of the Bluegrass has you covered. Plain and simple, the best bank in town. Bank of the Bluegrass, member FDIC. NMLS 421548, Equal Housing Lender. DevelopLex is sponsored by SV and Stone Commercial Real Estate, a full-service commercial real estate firm located in Lexington, Kentucky, affiliated with the SVN International Network, which is comprised of over 1,600 advisors and staff and 200-plus offices across the globe. The SVN Stone team consists of experienced commercial real estate advisors in the heart of the Bluegrass. SVN provides commercial real estate services to large corporations, middle market businesses, and individual entrepreneurial investors. Serving the greater Lexington area, SVN offers advisory services for sales, leasing, management, and development of commercial properties locally, regionally, and nationally. With transaction volume of over $400 million, the advisors at SVN Stone Commercial Real Estate have vast experience and deep understanding of all aspects of commercial real estate.
So walk us through what it looks like. I think the day that a factory gets announced, the day there's a ribbon cutting, the day that jobs have been created is maybe the halfway mark, if not even further, from all the work that's been put in to attract them.
Right.
Walk us through a little bit of the behind the scenes of how you all are attracting new opportunities to the community. How the things that if you're not in the industry, you may not know about.
Right. Well, you know, one of the examples that comes to mind, I'll take you through a real example that had happened. We had a company that went out several years ago, you know, as the economy changes, companies transition. So we had a massive building that was available in Mount Sterling. And my predecessor, who had retired after 20 years in the role, she had been trying to get Neogen to consider that location. They have a connection with that. So we're talking, it was about a 3 to 5 year runway. She's having this conversation with them about, you all need to consider moving out here for your expansion for Neogen. Ultimately, you know, when I came in during COVID was still hot and heavy then. You know, we kind of re-picked up on that conversation. I took the person that's in the decision maker from Neogen out, met with a general contractor, looked at land I have in the Woodland Industrial Park, and said, you know, what about this option if you don't want to do that building? And, You know what I mean? It was a pretty good runway. Mm-hmm. At the same time, we're encouraging them to negotiate, pursue tax incentives with the Cabinet for Economic Development in Frankfurt. And, you know, and that deal is really a unique deal. This isn't really like proprietary information, but, you know, right before they're about to get approved for their incentives, you know, a company purchased the building out from under, right? And so then we've got this runway of, okay, what are they going to do with the building? And so ultimately they sold the renovated building to the company, and we have them over back. January 6th may be a notable date in American history, but January 6th, 2023 is when we had the announcement for Neogen, 90 jobs, mm-hmm. you know, right at about a $10 million investment in Mount Sterling. We had that announcement. And so you think about that, had Governor Beshear and Rocky and, you know, the Frankfurt delegation over, which was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. You know, and I mean, it's good paying jobs for our community. You know, we're probably a mixture of suburban, rural-based. And so, you know, you're attracting folks from these communities, Bath County, Menifee County, Fleming County, Powell County, maybe some from Clark County to come over and to work in the region and really good paying jobs. But you think about that opportunity for right Mount Sterling. It's, you know, Neogen has a location in Lexington. They're out of land. You know, there's a whole lot of policy conversations around the land use. But how can we be a part of the solution? Mm-hmm. It benefits our community. It benefits and grows the tax base. It creates opportunities so folks can, you know, provide for their family and stay local. So, you know, and you just think there's that runway of all those different activities, right? I mean, it takes a lot of things for all of that to align and come together. But, you know, anybody that's getting the press releases, you know, they're getting announced daily, right, mm-hmm. around the state. The folks in Frankfurt are doing a really good job of, you know, continuing to shepherd people in and get them to invest in Kentucky. And, you know, we know tax incentives are a piece of that conversation, right? So,
yeah. It's interesting as somebody that's not overly involved in that segment of real estate, what has kind of been a large reason as to why these large industrial users are focused on Kentucky and focused on maybe the Lexington, Mount Sterling area, but then also like Bowling Green, Louisville? What's the reason that people are focused on Kentucky?
You know, I think there's a lot of factors. I think, you know, from a workforce standpoint, folks view that we have a good work ethic here in Kentucky. Kentuckians have a good work ethic. We can do the jobs. We'll show up for the jobs. I think it's a logistics type thing, right? You know, we're so well positioned. The SK Innovation plant on I-65, I mean, what a significant thing for the state of Kentucky as, you know, we kind of have this looking at the electrification of vehicles. You know, I spent the last 2 days after I saw you in Atlanta up in D.C. meeting with policymakers up there. And one of the things we heard from is the key people with Toyota and the people, automotive manufacturers. And how does the initiatives of the administration in D.C. jive with what the public wants, right? And so, you know, I think you're seeing automotive manufacturers. We're very automotive heavy manufacturing in Kentucky. But how do we look at, you know, what does that look like? You know, the battery plants are full on expanding, and it's exciting that we're right at the center of it, right? We don't want it in Ohio. We don't want it in Tennessee. We want it right here in Kentucky and, you know, ideally Mount Sterling, right? But as a whole, rising tide is going to help all ships. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, anytime that I have an opportunity to cheer for a neighboring community and they get a win, I'm excited because, you know, hopefully we're going to see those days too. So,
yeah.
So walk us through what people look at when company comes to the state, company comes to the region or the county. They're saying, hey, we need X. What are those features? Is it pad, utilities? Is it workforce? What all is it that comes in on those RFPs, or what's the checklist that if you can make the perfect site,
right?
What is it?
Well, I would say the checklist is expansive. And as I've been talking to some of the other economic developers around the state, the thought is, I mean, the timeline to turn around to get that response is even shorter. you know, you think about, I mean, you've got a representative, maybe they're in Atlanta, maybe they're in Los Angeles, and they're basically narrowing down from, right, you know, 100 potential locations to 10 or 20 mm-hmm. based off the way that those questions are answered on that list. And so, you know, in some cases it's build ready, expandability of the site, the utilities, right, water, sewer, mm-hmm. Gas. And then probably the number one thing that I hear is what's the workforce look like? Mm-hmm. What's the pipeline of workforce? You know, when you think about our mix of employers just in the industrial space in Mount Sterling, you know, we've got Nestle, Hot Pockets. Everybody knows Hot Pockets.
Oh, yeah.
I could eat one right now. I mean, they're amazing, right? I mean, who doesn't like a Hot Pocket?
Does it smell, you know, like Hot Pockets?
Oh, it is amazing out there. Y'all should come out and have a tour. We'll do a tour and, I don't, you know, come back to the office, do a taste test, right? But, I mean, you know, over 1,000 employees at Nestle. You know, incredible the innovation and the types of things they're doing. Cabinet Works, making all these kitchen cabinets and so forth for Home Depots around the country. Automotive manufacturers, Cooper Standard, Summit Polymers. I mean, the list is expansive, right? And so, you know, I think we benefit, as an example, in Mount Sterling, right? We have this logistical place where we're on the interstate. We're not far from I-75 north to south. And, you know, I think it's the logistics of the state benefits us a lot. But I would say when someone's looking at a site, workforce, I mean, that's one of the big things, right? We're going through a step right now where we're looking at creating new land opportunities in Mount Sterling, Montgomery County. Intentionality, leaning into some state and federal programs out there for the funding of that. And so what you're seeing right now is Kentucky's had so much success here a few years ago. We have a shortage of industrial sites, of industrial buildings. And so you think about the runway to create usable land. Mm-hmm. It's a significant runway. Mm-hmm. And especially the infrastructure piece. And then how do we fund that, right? As city and county governments are dealing with the, you know, expanding pension expense. And so it's a challenge, but it's an opportunity. And I think we have that opportunity statewide. So
as a state, how, you know, from a macro perspective, I guess this is more a macro question, but I know that the unemployment rate has been, you know, historically low for a few years, and everybody's struggling to hire. Mm-hmm. What, you know, what is Kentucky doing differently, or how do people look at what would be deemed as a workforce? Is it more people that are blue collar job workers, or how does a company say, okay, this is a good workforce? Lexington's a good workforce. Mount Sterling's a good workforce. Right. How do they determine that?
Well, there's some census data that you can pull fairly easily to kind of evaluate what does it look like, household income, what is the education attainment. You know, when you think about Lexington, the city of Lexington, I mean, what are we at, like 67% of people, you know, have an advanced degree or a sure. bachelor's degree. I mean, it's kind of incredible stats, right, on education. I think depending on what the type of job it is, they're looking at what is the mix. In our case, in Mount Sterling, we've got Maysville and Community Technical College. They have a campus in Mount Sterling, and, you know, we can do customized training, somebody coming in and doing a specific type manufacturing, advanced manufacturing job. I think that piece in the educational pipeline of the people, very, very important. I mean, you look at SK Innovation down around Elizabethtown, right? I mean, we need thousands of electricians. Mm-hmm. What do we all know? We have a shortage of electricians already. Mm-hmm. Where are we going to find these people, right? And, you know, and I mean, I think that's very much a valid question companies need to look at.
Yeah.
Craftsman Contractors is Central Kentucky's one-stop shop for roofing, windows, siding, and gutters. CraftsmanContractors.com/contact us will get you straight to the form you need so that their team will get in touch about your project. Or just text Stephen at 859-246-0108. When they finish your project of windows, siding, gutters, or roofing, you'll see what they mean when they say, "We build with integrity." Are you looking to start or scale your real estate portfolio in Central Kentucky? Check out Rapid Fire Investments. They find off-market discounted real estate deals just for you, so you can save time and maximize profits. From single-family homes to multifamily apartments, no matter what your investment goals are, Rapid Fire can help you reach them. Sign up for their email list today and get notified when new properties become available. Just go to rapidfireinvestments.com. That's rapidfireinvestments.com.
How do we as a state kind of prime ourselves for being able to recruit more of those people, more of those employers, or how are we actively?
Got to have more babies first.
Right, the pyramid's upside down, right? You know this. You talk about this pyramid. We're in this pyramid. People are having less kids, right? They're moving to city centers more. It's an interesting opportunity and challenge, right? I mean, I think policy wise, I'm a big fan of policy. I don't like politics. I like policy. How do we create policies that are going to unleash and release opportunities for capital to flow to Kentucky? You know, you look at what's going on at University of Kentucky and Ian's group over there, right? I mean, they're creating businesses that have scalability. Mm-hmm. University of Louisville and the folks up there doing the same thing. You know, how do we try to couple, and the state's already doing a good job of this, right? With the folks over there at KSTC, they're working on with their fund, how do we connect in with folks? I think a macroeconomic level, I mean, we need to continue to look at how do we have more competitive state tax incentives. Mm-hmm. You know, what is it that Ohio and Tennessee and Texas are doing to get the wins, and how do we embrace that? And you think about what's going on in Ohio, Jobs Ohio. I feel like we just had a person you and I were with in Atlanta earlier this week talking about, you know, they have like almost a $1 billion fund to throw tax incentives at companies in Ohio. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not in that situation in Kentucky. You think about it, it takes time to build that kind of thing up. But, you know, policy-wise, why not want to get better? How can we do it better? How can we be more competitive? Like, let's say if we've lost out on a company that has went to Texas and for various reasons, I can't say that, you know, who that is, or, you know, but mm-hmm. how do we make sure we don't ever do that again? Yeah. How do we get them here? You know, and that's tied into housing, quality of life, the workforce piece. There's so many factors. But, you know, one of the things we used to talk about a lot when I was in Frankfurt is not that long ago, right? Louisville, Indianapolis, Nashville were not that long ago all the same size. Mm. And it's quite different, right, in those areas. Mm. And so, you know, what are those things that's maybe Louisville hasn't grown as much? You look at what Ron Bunch is doing in Bowling Green. I mean, they're blowing the doors off down there, doing a great job. 1,000-acre industrial park he has down there. And, you know, they've had county and city government come together, intentionality in creating that, you know, and that's, you know, a 30-year project, right? I think Governor Patton was in back in the 90s when the Glendale property was worked on down mm-hmm. down there where SK Innovation's going. So you just think, what a runway, right? I mean, you're talking 1995, they have a vision, and, you know, here it is. I mean, the economy, who would have thought we have electric cars everywhere in the 90s, but that's kind of where we're at. So mm-hmm. It's an exciting time, though. Yeah. Innovation, things are moving fast. You know, how do we make sure Kentucky's at the forefront? My day-to-day, you know, I'm thinking about Mount Sterling, how we can make sure they're a part of the Bluegrass Alliance and a part of the solutions to greater Lexington. But as a whole in Kentucky, I mean, we got to continue, I think, to lean into how do we become more competitive in landing these companies, right? Keep the UK grads here. We don't want them having to go to Chicago or Nashville. We want the best and brightest here, and mm-hmm. we want them all building houses and having families and going to school in our school systems, and a lot of factors, right?
Building the workforce, yes. Having some kids.
Yes, yes, that's key, right? Reproducing's key.
So tell us about the story that the Lexington Bluegrass Alliance is taking on the road. What is it that we have that we get to tell everybody about? In terms of like, it's not a county, it's not a city, it's our region.
Right.
What are some of those conversations? What's the narrative that we get to share?
Well, one of the new things that's really happening with that group and Bob Quick and Andy and Jenna at Commerce Lexington, they've really done a nice job of leaning into regionalism, mm-hmm. right? How do we all work, continue together as a group? You know, Bluegrass Alliance dates back several years, and Commerce Lexington, Jenna's always kind of ran that. And then my predecessor was able to have Montgomery County added into that group. So thankful for that. You know, learn a lot from all those economic developers around the region. And, you know, I think it's a good chance where we can say, hey, these 8 or 9 counties, these are sites and land we have available, and keep us in mind as you're looking at opportunities, right? Recently, we had a building come on the market in Mount Sterling that's out on LoopNet, right at almost 55,000 square foot building that's in my Woodland Industrial Park. You know, the Bluegrass Alliance is a chance to share that out. Somebody's needing a turnkey building immediately. They're needing certain type of bay doors, et cetera. You know, we got an opportunity to share out and say, you know, keep us in mind. Maybe the community they're looking in, they don't have that. How can we be a part of that solution, right? You hear a lot of instances where somebody is in Richmond and they need something immediately, and then maybe they go to Lexington or Winchester or Nicholasville, Mount Sterling. And to me, I think there's a lot of opportunities for cross-selling. The main thing is we want to keep them here. Mm-hmm. We don't want anybody to be looking at, okay, we need to go to a different region. It's okay, you're already here. How do we expand? You know, I remember Framebridge. You know, mm-hmm. Framebridge, interesting company.
Richmond, right?
They went in Richmond. They're in the old Buggies Unlimited building. And the Mahans from Winchester ran Buggies Unlimited. And then it's leased now. It's right there on Interstate 75 near the Arlington exit. Framebridge. But, you know, I got to do a tour of that company back when I was in Frankfort with Brittany Cox, who's with East Kentucky Power now. And I mean, what a tour to see. You basically have somebody out of Connecticut that set up this internet platform where people go in and order their canvas print, their print, and they're being made here. They're being shipped out through UPS. We love UPS, by the way. We love UPS. No strike. We love UPS. I got an Amazon order coming. No strike. We love you all. But no, and I say that in seriousness, right? You got to be a little bit lighthearted about it. Yeah. But I mean, we think the world of UPS. But Brittany and I got to do this tour of that facility. And then the next thing you know, a few months later, they've popped up and they're renting which is almost like office space off of Liberty Road and New Circle, mm-hmm. you know, here in Lexington, right? They've expanded and they've brought jobs up here. So I think there's a lot of those opportunities, and, you know, the working relationship of Bluegrass Alliance, hopefully, you know, creates open communication amongst all the professionals. And we get together every so often. We talk about what land sites are available, and honored to be a part of that group, really fun group. And then our visit in Atlanta. I mean, what a blast that was. Mm-hmm. Got to visit with some really great people down there.
Yeah, we agree. It's cool to see. Well, I'll have to say I stand corrected. I, on a previous podcast, I'd said there Lexington isn't doing good enough job putting themselves out there being a champion. They're putting themselves out there and being champions. I was wrong. It was a really cool thing to see.
Yeah,
national attention looking at the Lexington region and just getting to talk about Kentucky is the
right.
merging of two worlds of mine in a neat way. So
yeah. So our presentation down there, we had the gentleman Andy Luttner from Frankfort, and he's been promoted to kind of a senior position with the business development team up in Frankfort. He gave a presentation on the Kentucky Product Development Initiative, and I think it's good for folks to hear that, right? That's something we're leaning heavily into in Mount Sterling. You know, really cool opportunity, right, that the state legislature is funded that at $100 million to create more sites, industrial sites with infrastructure in Kentucky, right? Mm-hmm. And so that was something nice to highlight. And then I did my 30-second pitch down there, talked about Well, I talked about the Bill Reddy site, the new 165-acre PDI additional industrial site we're working on next to Woodland Industrial, 90 acres by the airport we're working on, you know, third busiest general aviation airport in the state. There's planes everywhere.
Everywhere.
I mean, there are planes everywhere. It's great. But, you know, the big things we benefit from, you know, Powell County, Clark County, Bath County. We've got Moorhead people, Paris, lots of folks using that airport. And so it's, I mean, I say that kind of joking, right? I mean, it's incredible the amount of planes coming in and out. And, you know, you gotta have fun and be lighthearted about this. I mean, the cool thing is it, you know, when we succeed and we win, we're changing lives. And I mean, to me, you said, well, why do you do economic development? Outside of being a medical professional, which I couldn't do, I could not do medical anything. Outside of doing medicine, like, I mean, this is as good as it gets, right? Because you're getting to get companies in, give people hope and opportunity, which is a lot of fun and, you know, an honor to do.
Yeah, that is cool. I haven't thought about it that way. Just because I'm ignorant to the subject, when you guys are talking about Bluegrass Alliance and going to a city like Atlanta, is that going to be like a recurring type of event, or like are our ambassadors for the city traveling and going to recruit people from other cities to how does that process work?
So my understanding is this is the first time we've had one since COVID. And I'm not exactly sure when they're going to plan the next one. Kentucky Association of Economic Development. If you haven't had Haley McCoy on the show, Haley is just a rock star. She is such a winner. Great person. She's the new head of KAED, but KAED for the state of Kentucky is planning these as well. You know, the big difference is, you know, there's a substantial fee associated with the groups when KAED goes, and Bluegrass Alliance, you know, we don't have that type as much of a fee type thing, right? Gotcha. So it's nice on the budget and that kind of thing. So, but yeah, I mean, there's one KAED is organizing, I believe, in Chicago in the fall. I'm going to try to attend that. And again, you know, one of the things that I really talk to my local folks about, you know, I've got an Industrial Development Authority Board, I got a Chamber Board. You know, let's get more shots on goal. Let's lean into best practices and say, how can we have more eyes on what we're doing in Mount Sterling? Let's have intentionality. You know, if you've been looking at, you know, I've done some advertising in Business Lexington, the Lane Report recently, you know, and again, there's very much an intentionality and reason I do those things, right? Mm-hmm. You know, I'm doing that because we're trying to grow brand awareness. If somebody is needing expansion, they're needing a place to go, you know, we're open for business. That's why, you know, we use the hashtag I created, you know, Mount Sterling open for business. It's very, you know, very creative, right? But I try to push that out. Tanya in my office, I try to have her push that out on all the social media, on the Facebook machine. You know, I don't have Facebook, but she can run it.
So wrap up with one more question. If you had a magic wand and could change the region, could change the how the climate is in our area, like what would you do to make it so that we could change more lives through economic development and do more, be a rock star, be the place that everybody wants to be in America?
Well, I mean, honestly, when you think about where some of these companies are expanding, right, you look at Austin. Mm-hmm. Austin's got 5,000 new jobs from Facebook, 5,000 new jobs from Google, paying $100,000 each average, right? You find a way to get those kinds of companies to locate in the region, it's going to be an economic transformation, right? Mm-hmm. Folks have more disposable income, they're building more houses, they're taking more trips, they're buying more cars, they're investing in training for their kids. It's going to be the next college star, right? Mm-hmm. There's so many offshoots from the good corporate high-paying jobs. And so, you know, I don't know that there is a magic answer. I've got some ideas that I'm not going to say right here on this podcast. But, you know, I would just say I think leaning into strategies on how do we get more of those, you know, high-tech folks here. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'll be honest, I mean, I think you know, Kevin, Mayor Gordon, the Commerce Lex team, I mean, they're doing an amazing job with everything they're doing. And I know these tech jobs are, right, are on the radar and part of the conversation. Mm-hmm. You know, when you look at our mix of employers out in Mount Sterling, how do we get more white-collar jobs, mm-hmm. right? We're asking, you know, the white-collar jobs, economic diversification, you know, away from just purely like manufacturing-based, advanced manufacturing. So, you know, I think really leaning into, you know, what are those tax incentives and why are those going to Nashville and Texas? Mm-hmm. You know, and there is a pattern, and I think it's a cool opportunity of how can you unlock that. And, you know, one of the things we really leaned into when I was in Frankfurt, and I think it's such good training for economic development, is this entrepreneurial space. Mm-hmm. You know, and I went up and through Nisham, who is like director of innovation at CVG Airport now. You know, Nisham and I had visited at some events, and I said, hey, I want to have a meeting with Wendy Lee at Centerfuse in Over the Rhine in Cincinnati. She's like, come up, we'll have a meeting. I mean, Wendy Lee, you talk about just incredible. Early investor in Peloton. Early investor, one of the first investors in Uber, right? Just incredible. She's on the National Innovation Board with Ian in Washington, D.C. for EDA. And, you know, Wendy's got a couple of books out. She's an incredible leader. But you go up and we met with her. We met with Steve Case from AOL. And, you know, Steve Case is on this mantra. And there is somewhere I'm going with the story. Steve Case is on a mantra. We got to unlock capital from the coast, get it into middle America. Mm-hmm. Okay, you do that, we're going to get those jobs in Kentucky. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that is where we're at, you know. St. Louis is getting some capital. Atlanta's getting capital. We got to get it unlocked in Kentucky and have incentives that support it, right? So, exciting, honored to be with you.
Thank you, Jason.
Yeah, good to hang out.
DevelopLex is a part of the Middle Tech family of brands. This episode is edited by Jacob Spencer. Ellie McCarthy creates our social content that serves you daily.